This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day as we get closer and closer and closer to actually the beginning of casting ballots. Yeah, because there are a lot of states that have early voting. We're 63 days away, which is remarkable given the fact that we seem to have been running up to this point for a long time. 63 days away from electing 435, yes, that's right, every member of the House of Representatives is up for re-election. By the way, including the Mary Peltoro, who was the new member of Congress from Alaska. They only get one because of a low population spread out over a state that is by far the largest land area anywhere in the country. But in any event, she won, a Democrat, a seat that had been Republican for 49 years, held by Don Young. And she is going to have to face a second round with Sarah Palin. That's coming up in November because she will get to hold the seat that she has won already until January. But then the November election between Palin and the new congresswoman from Alaska will be held in November also. With all of this going on, there's a real question in a very divided country. What divides us most? What is the one factor, according to new polling, new research, and really calls, it seems to me, for deeper analysis and some kind of better understanding? Because I cannot claim to understand why this should be such a gigantic factor in terms of the way people vote. We're not talking about race. People have heard all about that, and it turns out that the Republicans have been making gains with people of color, with black people, particularly with Hispanic people, to some extent with Asian people. That has been going well for actually making that more balanced. In terms of religious faith, look, there's still a huge difference and a very dramatic difference between the evangelical Christian vote, which according to most exit polls went over 80% for President Trump. 80%. That's a very different vote than the so-called nuns, the people with no religious affiliation, who went overwhelmingly for Joe Biden, which is interesting because Joe Biden actually is very publicly a churchgoer and somebody who claims to be an active Catholic, and President Trump has not been a regular churchgoer since he says he was a little boy and his parents took him to the church of the late and very popular Norman Vincent Peale, the author of The Power of Positive Thinking. Okay, but here's some positive thinking that I picked up over the Labor Day weekend from Danny Westneat, who is a Seattle Times columnist who every once in a while comes up with something really interesting and substantive. And the headline says, new polling of Washington State shows what really divides us. And he writes, politics these days is all about divides, cultural, racial, urban versus rural. There's the growing gender gap in voting. But a new post-primary poll of Washington State highlights a different gap, one that now trumps them all. And he says, pun intended. Okay, so what's the gap? In the only publicly released poll of the state, of the entire state of Washington, since the August 2nd primary, the Republican firm McLaughlin and Associates, they've done a lot of polling for President Trump himself, found that President Joe Biden, while of mixed popularity here, would beat former President Donald Trump in a rematch by 13 points, 54% to 41%. Okay, state of Washington, big deal. As someone was surprised, last time, the only Republican in modern times to actually carry the state of Washington was Ronald Reagan in 1984. And he carried everything except for the home state of his opponent, Minnesota. So that's not so shocking. But here is the what would happen. President Donald Trump would lose in a rematch to Joe Biden by 13 points, 54 to 41. Okay. The mid-August poll found a tighter race for U.S. Senate this November, with incumbent Senator Patty Murray leading GOP newcomer Tiffany Smiley 49% to 43%. That means that there is an off chance, it's an uphill struggle, but it's not inconceivable that Tiffany Smiley could win that election, particularly if she does well in debates, which should be happening sometime in the next 2 months, unless Patty Murray follows the example of, oh, say, John Fetterman in Pennsylvania and ducks debates. Well, she might, but she probably won't. And who knows what can happen in that race. But the these top line results aren't what stands out, though, says Danny Westmead. The poll, like a few before it had hinted, highlights how Washington State is fracturing more than ever along an educational fault line. Remember Trump's "I love the poorly educated" gaffe? I believe he said that when he won the primary in South Carolina. And but in any event, he did say he loved the poorly educated. He said, well, it came true. The poll found that education or relative lack of it has become the best predictor of your vote, as strong, if not more so, than where you live or how much money you make. Trump leads in the poll among the roughly 55% of the state of Washington that lacks a college degree. He leads that group not by a lot, but by 5 points. But Biden is ahead among the college grads and those with advanced degrees by a blistering 37 points, 66 to 29%. That's an enormous diploma divide between the two parties of 42 points. Now, this is a Republican poll, remember, he writes, and yet it shows buried in the crosstabs that only 14% of college grads in the state of Washington identify with the Republican Party. Is that astonishing? It gets more extreme when the gender and diploma gaps are combined. The poll found that 10% of college-educated women in Washington think of themselves as Republicans, while 55% side with Democrats, a massive 45-point gap. An earlier poll by Seattle pollster Stuart Elway for the local news site Crosscut in July likewise found that 75% of college-educated voters here in the state of Washington now hold negative views of the GOP, most of them deeply negative. Washington ranks 12th in the U.S. for the percentage of college grads. And grads also vote at higher rates. So what determines this nationally and here in the state of Washington? Why the diploma divide? And also, what are the three trends defining the midterm landscape? Coming up on the MedVet Show. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, it's safe to say that when you actually look at what won the election for Joe Biden, if you're one of those people out there who actually believes that Joe Biden won the election, and yes, I do think he did. One of the factors that allowed Joe Biden to win the election was among the 41% of Americans, American adults, American voters, 41% now have college degrees. It keeps going up. More and more Americans complete college degrees, and that, of course, manufactures this college debt and creates a very much a temptation for Joe Biden and his Democratic allies to reward college graduates who actually took out lots of loans to get those college degrees, to have those loans paid off. What's bizarre about this, of course, is there's a piece in the New York Times, a big piece about the very sad situation with that 40% of people with outstanding student debt who never graduated. They didn't. But leave that aside, 41% of all the voters out there have college degrees right now, and it's going up. And there are already eight states where a majority of voters, not quite in Washington state yet, but they think that perhaps next year or 2 years from now, Washington state will also have a majority of people who live here in this beautiful state who have college degrees of one kind or another. But what sense does it make that just that piece of paper you get of a college diploma should mark you overwhelmingly as a Democrat? It didn't used to be that way. And it's not because, if say in 2012, when Mitt Romney ran for president, Mitt Romney got 55% of the college graduate vote, which is similar, and running against Obama. And what has happened here, and what people are talking about, is that, well, the Democrats seem to have lost ground with white working class voters, and to some extent to Latino working class voters. And the only way they've been able to make up for it is by piling up these huge advantages, and in terms of people based on their college education. And by the way, it's not money, because there are a lot of people with college degrees who don't work at particularly high-paying jobs. If you're talking about people with a graduate degree who have a degree in MD from a medical school or a JD from a law school, yes, then you're talking about people who are among top earners. But the majority of people with a college degree work as teachers, social workers. They may work in business of every kind. There's no telling, but the idea that there is a direct correlation between privileged elites and people who graduate from a college, of course, a lot of this goes to the colleges you attended and you graduated from. In 2016, Massachusetts became the first state, they have the primaries there today, in which a majority of the vote was cast by college grads. It has since been joined by Colorado, Maryland, Connecticut, and a few others. Washington is likely nearing that threshold now. The top 15 states on the college grad list are all blue states. I think it's a mystery. He puts it down, Danny Westneat, because he believes that college graduates are overwhelmingly concerned about climate change, and that's a big Democratic issue. You know what? I don't think they are, and the polling doesn't show that. There isn't overwhelming concern about climate change. Could it be that there you have support for what are called abortion rights that are overwhelming for college grads, who are female particularly? That doesn't show up as much. If you have a theory about this that you want to share, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. According to Politico, they have a piece that takes a look of what's going on after Labor Day with the campaign getting serious and intense. It's called Three Trends Defining the Midterm Landscape. What are they? Number one they list is abortion. Abortion policies, they write, are shaping candidates' messaging in the final stretch before midterms. As our Natalie Allison reports, Republican candidates are appealing directly to skeptical female voters who will make or break the party's drive to retake the Senate majority. Beyond candidates clarifying and sometimes softening their anti-abortion stances, a number of Republican candidates have aired TV ads featuring their wives, including Blake Masters in Arizona, J.D. Vance in Ohio, Adam Laxalt in Nevada, Joe O'Day in Colorado, and Representative Don Bacon in Nebraska. Internal Republican polling has shown abortion to be the number two issue to voters, right behind inflation, suggesting that it's important for Republicans to quickly correct and control the message on abortion and then move on. So what can they say? I mean, when you say correct and control the message on abortion, they then say that there are two other trends that are shaping the landscape for the midterms. Number two is democracy. And number three is redistricting. So what does the democracy trend mean? People are saying that, yes, they agree with part of what President Biden said in his very controversial speech from Independence Hall, that there is a threat to democracy in the country. There's actually a conservative columnist who gave gave President Biden, I think, some very solid advice on a way that he could help the country, even if it doesn't help his own political future, dealing with those issues of democracy and abortion. We will get to that and more coming up on The Mendez Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
He has been very clear that he's talking about office holders. He's talking about elected officials who have these MAGA, ultra-MAGA Republican agendas.
For going on a week, the White House is continuing to discuss what exactly a MAGA Republican is. This as President Biden spoke once again calling out MAGA Republicans during a union-sponsored speech in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Labor Day. Jewel Labs has agreed to pay $438.5 million in a settlement with more than 30 states following the state's joint investigation into whether the e-cigarette maker had marketed towards underage users. Labor Day was the second busiest travel day over the long holiday weekend. That's according to the TSA, which says they screened just under 2.4 million passengers. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a piece, a column by Ross Douthat that appeared today in the New York Times. It's actually not today. It appeared yesterday. It appeared on Labor Day. And it's outstanding. And it highlights everything that was wrong with President Biden's speech last week on Thursday night. And one of the things he talks about is the issue of abortion. And the idea that there is an internal contradiction here, and I think this is profound, and I think it's important, and I hope that everybody agrees, that the problem with Biden's speech is that he doesn't really believe that there is a crisis in democracy, that democracy as we know it is about to go down, is about to collapse, is about to give way to civil war, because the idea is you either believe that the so-called MAGA Republicans, who is attacking, represent a potential majority of the American people, or you think they're way out of the mainstream. And Biden, throughout his entire speech, was talking about how the MAGA Republicans are so far out of the mainstream and they are so far to one side. And if you really believe that, then where's the threat to democracy exactly? Because, again, if President Trump had been successful in blocking the certification of electoral votes, but he wasn't. The system held. Yes, Vice President Pence deserves a lot of credit for his integrity in holding the system, but all of the military commanders, the overwhelming majority of the U.S. Congress, not necessarily of all the Republicans in Congress, but there were plenty enough Republicans to hold on to this idea that you cannot overturn a legitimate and often checked election. But here's what Ross Douthat says about Biden's speech and what was wrong with it. He says it's easy to imagine a Biden speech that offered concessions without giving an inch in its critique of Donald Trump. The president could have acknowledged, for instance, that his own party has played some role in undermining faith in American elections. Yes, this is you. This means you, Stacey Abrams. And that the Republicans challenging the 2020 result were making a more dangerous use of tactics deployed by Democrats in 2004 and 2016. Or his condemnation of political violence could have encompassed the worst of the May and June 2020 rioting, the recent wave of vandalism at crisis pregnancy centers, or the assassination plot against Brett Kavanaugh, as well as MAGA threats. Or, and this is the crucial point about abortion, or instead of trying to simply exploit the opportunities that the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision has created for his party, he could have played the statesman, invoked his Catholic faith and moderate past, praised the sincerity of abortion opponents, and called for a national compromise on abortion, a great culture war truce, if you will, for the greater good of saving democracy itself. Now, what does that mean? That means they're trying to put forward a federal piece of legislation that if, as is not widely expected, the Democrats actually hold on to a House majority and hold on to a Senate majority, they are talking about trying to push basically the codification of Roe into law, where basically you would only have restrictions on the very final weeks of gestation. That's the only restrictions you'd have on abortion. And the Mississippi case that they were hearing in the Dobbs case, that kind of policy would have overwhelming support from the American public, which is that abortion is legal in the first trimester and it is illegal in the second trimester and illegal in the third trimester and strictly limited in the second trimester. And that kind of agreement is clearly what the American people want in terms of if you take a look at what it says in polling. But instead of doing that, Biden basically tries to portray every single Republican as extreme on this issue because Republicans tend to agree with that overwhelming majority of Americans, and it's close to two-thirds, who believe that there should be more restrictions on abortion. Not total outlawing, but more restrictions on abortion for the sake and for the cause of human life. In any event, in terms of the analysis over at Politico and the other two factors that they write about as shaping the landscape, as they put it, as we move forward to the climactic election day. Democrats have condemned their Republican opponents for their involvement in the January 6th riot and unwillingness to certify the results of the 2020 election. But across the board, it hasn't been highlighted in campaign ads compared to inflation, abortion, or gun laws because it's just not as tangible as those issues. But getting closer to the midterms, it may become more apparent. A CBS News YouGov poll from the final week of August found that 72% of Americans believe that democracy is either somewhat or very threatened, around the share who felt the same in January 2021. And Senator Patty Murray, they say, released an ad focusing on the January 16th, 6th Capitol riot, which her opponent, by the way, Tiffany Smiley, had nothing to do with. She says, I will not let anyone rewrite history. She says, MAGA Republicans want to seize power in this year's election. Our democracy is in real danger. And then there's the issue of redistricting. Things have been looking up for Democrats over the summer, but that not be enough for them to maintain control of the House. The drive for Democrats to hold a majority in the House has been hampered by an historic number of Democratic retirements, setbacks in redistricting, and the fact that several Democratic incumbents are running in Trump-leaning territory. So, preparing for divided government, again, with Republicans at least in control of the House. The Senate races are most complicated, of course. The Republicans only need to net 5 seats to win control of the House, they write in Politico. While redistricting didn't tilt as heavily to Republicans as some expected, the GOP emerged from the process with a healthy cushion of new GOP districts. They added deep red seats around Nashville, Atlanta, and Houston. And in eastern Montana, yeah, Montana got a second member of Congress. In Florida alone, Republicans are likely walking away with 4 new districts. Any path for a Democratic majority would mean erasing those gains by flipping GOP-held seats. Unlikely. We will get back to more about what this means in terms of the American divide and the American future. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the reasons that that Ross Douthat points out that the Democrats don't really believe democracy is at stake in this election, and that MAGA Republicans, so-called, are actually going to destroy democracy as we know it, just wipe it out, because they're semi-fascists, which is a stupid term that Biden has used. How do we know they don't believe it? Because they are spending money, real money, to promote those MAGA candidates because they think they would be easy to beat. Now, either they are easy to beat and a bunch of losers and crazies and crackpots. And by the way, next week, a week from today, is a New Hampshire primary, which may determine the future control of the U.S. Senate. Because Maggie Hassan is the most endangered Republican incumbent, Democratic incumbent in the Senate. And if a mainstream candidate actually wins that race, she would go down. And the polling all shows that. She's highly vulnerable. But Trump has endorsed General Bolduc. He's a retired general. His big issue is the 17th Amendment. Okay, if you've forgotten what the 17th Amendment is, so is everybody else, because it's not going to be repealed. No, General Bolduc wants to repeal the 17th Amendment, which provides for the direct election of senators. So in other words, in the future, if he had to run for re-election, he'd just have to go before the New Hampshire legislature. He wouldn't have to go before the voters. None of this is going to happen. It's insane. It's absurd. So I'll tell you what's really absurd. Is what's really absurd is these Democrats are putting $4 million, which is real money in New Hampshire, which is a small state, into Bolduc's campaign. If they thought he was a threat to American democracy, rather than just somebody on the political fringe who is an almost sure loser if he gets the Republican nomination, they wouldn't be pumping money into his campaign. They did that with the candidate Cox for Maryland governor. And Delaware hasn't had its primary yet. Their primary is also next week. But and a guy who is so far out of the mainstream that he isn't even endorsed by the very popular two-term governor, who's term-limited, Larry Hogan. He's coming out to Oregon to campaign for Christine Drazen, who's the excellent Republican candidate, and basically talking about how she is a kind of Republican who can rejuvenate the Republican Party. But this idea that, okay, we think that the MAGA Republicans are so dangerous and so powerful and so dedicated to destroying America and launching a civil war that we're going to actually send millions of dollars of our money to support their campaigns. It's dirty politics and it's misleading, because one of the things that Ross Douthat says very clearly, he says the ultimate blame for nominating those unfit candidates lies with the GOP electorate, not Democrats. But in the debate about the risks of Republican extremism, the debate the president just joined, it's still important to judge the leaders of the Democratic Party by their behavior. You may believe that American democracy is threatened at no other point since the Civil War, dear reader, but Democrats do not believe that. They're running a political operation in which the threat to democracy is leverage, used to keep swing voters onside, without having to make difficult concessions to the center or the right. And I think that is one of the profound difficulties that we have right now. And then again, is it helpful in any sense? Roland Martin, who's a contributor to MSNBC, for him to offer these comments about the so-called MAGA Republicans. This is clip 6.
Well, first of all, I have my red LED lighting since the Republicans are so, oh my God, upset because President Joe Biden, they claim, oh, he looked like he was in Russia. Pastor Charles Jenkins has an intro to his song War, where he says, when the enemy is coming at you, you can't fall down, you can't break down. This means war. That is where we are. We are at war with these people. These folks are evil. They have allowed evil into their house with Donald Trump. He has now dominated the party. This evil is spreading. And when you are in a war footing, you have to respond accordingly. It's about time President Joe Biden decided to get tough.
Okay, really? We're at a war footing right now? And is that why Roland Martin went on to announce I'd be singing Whoop That Trick? He says, when you're in a war, the generals lead, troops follow. The problem is the troops are waiting for the generals to lead. And he said, I'd be singing Whoop That Trick. And what is, okay, I'll read you the lyrics of Whoop That Trick. DJ, that's the name, and I came to bring the pain. Because it's said and done, you B-words gone remember me. This only the beginning. I got a lot to say. It's been a long time, and you got hell to pay. So if you want some, this is your death wish. Better come correct, 'cause I came to break you off trick. I'ma break this Moet bottle across your effing jaw. I came to bust a N-word head, leave him bloody red, fighting for his life as they rush him to the med. This is what you happens when you get caught up in the mix. All that jaw-jacking got your A-word in a bunch of S-word. Okay, really, it's political discourse. And then there's another commentator on MSNBC, and her name is Susan Del Persio, and here's what she had to say, clip 11.
Joy, I was on your show a year ago. I said it plain and simple. We are seeing the Republican Party turn into a party of neo-fascism. I stand by that statement 15 months later. That's what it is. When you see the call for violence in the street with not believing in the election results, just like Congressman Raskin said, this is a dangerous place, and if we're wondering, like, can it happen here? It already has. January 6th happened.
Okay, January 6th was a disgrace, and it was dangerous. And I do believe that the President of the United States at that time allowed it to happen, if not actually wanting it to happen. And one of the questions that President Trump has never answered, and maybe it's a question people will try to answer in his name when they come back with those hearings, is what did he expect would happen with all those tens of thousands of people and the words that he delivered to them and his intention, and it was his intention, I don't think anyone's contested that, to actually go up with them riding in his limousine, go up with them to Capitol Hill. What did he expect was going to happen there? That the Congress would then vote to overturn the certification of elections, like the election in Pennsylvania, which, by the way, Biden won in Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. You can look it up. He did. And no, it wasn't like George W. Bush and Al Gore, where Bush won by 527 votes in Florida. Look, the idea, however, that they are fascists, that they are semi-fascists, and putting those names on them and talking about fighting in the streets, is there any Republican other than, you could say, President Trump talking about how the people who were fighting in the streets and who did injure 140 police officers, how they deserve a pardon and an apology from the government of the United States. A lamentable statement. But in terms of encouraging political violence, it's not fair. Because MAGA Republicans, any Republican, have to reject that. And for the overwhelming part, do, for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.